a Corrientes. Y todavía no tiene el equipo definido, pero dice que Juan Manuel Perillo haría su regreso al equipo titular. Nosotros estamos llegando al final, pero vamos a escuchar algo que realmente nos pone muy orgullosos a todos los argentinos, que tiene que ver. Nuestro canciller Felipe Solá defendió la soberanía de las Islas Malvinas en la ONU. ¿Escuchamos lo que decía nuestro canciller?
A little bit, and the attitude of the United Kingdom to discuss sovereignty with us. We've been working with the countries that have intervened today. Ambassador Filmus has said that, and he has had talks and is having some support. We've been able to get three laws. One is a National Council on the Malvinas. We have included scientists, academics, the opposition parties, those who also fought in 82, in other words, representatives of the young people who went there and who left a lot of their troops, which strengthens the policy of state about Malvinas. In terms of the UK, when it was decided that the fishing license on Argentine waters, which have been taken from Argentina because they are occupied by the UK, they have been taken by the UK. It was decided that the licenses would extend 25 years after their expiration. I think it was 2031. We've decided to cut off any scientific cooperation on the South Atlantic and on resources. At the same time, we've been much more active with companies that do exploration for oil in the north of the Malvinas in the Atlantic. So what has changed in the last year, to respond to your question, is the Argentina is now proactive. We do not want a comfort zone to stay as such in the relationship between the UK and Argentina, because the UK is not responding to our request and request through the UN. And this was before and after the Malvina Wars, because in October 1982, maybe in November, there was a resolution which once again states that we need to talk on about sovereignty, because both nations would like Pacific, a peaceful resolution. But there's been 32 years where there has been peaceful attitude by Argentina, and we have 2,000 people with nuclear events that are important. There is militarization, which has no reason to be as of Argentine's attitude, because Argentina is peaceful. Argentina has become the biggest air strip in the world. We are in a strategic zone, and Britain is not acting to defend the inhabitants of the islands, but rather for itself. There is a colony there that in the end must be a military base. So what has changed? Argentina, facing this, is not willing to open an umbrella about a question of sovereignty, but rather put it in the center of our relationship with the UK.
Alejandro Rincón de NTN 24.
Thank you very much. I'm Alejandro NT from NT 94. In terms of the Malvinas, the region is following closely the political and social situation in Nicaragua. What is the position of Argentina currently when about the opposition being detained by Daniel Ortega? Okay. If you'd like, we can talk after this press conference about this, because I never refuse to answer reporters' questions, but we're here to talk about the Malvinas.